look kind of like at me that way. I'll just focus on you right now.
Well, actually, I mean, you're all radio.
Yeah.
So we'll just look at you the whole time.
All right, cool.
Good.
I don't care where you look.
You're good.
Okay, can I get you guys just to talk for a little bit so I can get my sound?
How about we just practice, you know, regular stuff. First, last name, spelling of both, official title.
Dan Fitzsimmons, President of the Joint Landowners Coalition of New York.
Scott Kurkowski, attorney at Levine, Golden & Thompson, and attorney for the Joint Landowner Coalition of New York.
You good?
Yeah.
All right, so you're starting first, so talk to us a little bit about, you know, what you guys are doing.
All right, we're very happy to start with our lawsuit. We're proceeding on plan as the time that we set on the 14th. It will be delivered today. It's time that Albany stops the nonsense that's been going on. They've affected the landowners' rights. They've affected our lives. And this nonsense needs to end now. And that's what we're really moving forward with the lawsuit to stop this.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, did you maybe want to, you know, let's say somebody just moved to the area, they're watching this for the first time. Talk to them about why you guys think this area would benefit from hydrofracking, why you feel it's so crucial for job creation and you know, economic growth here.
Well, 30 other states are actually hydrofracking now. They're doing it safely. They're not harming their population. We see the benefits that are going on in Pennsylvania right over the border. And the businesses that have come in, the money that's there for the communities. And that's a big thing, is how much it's benefited the communities, the school districts. Pennsylvania Montrose is getting a new hospital directly related to drilling. These are the things that we need in our communities, and we need it now.
The communities in Pennsylvania with more than 200 wells, their per capita income has gone up by 19%. And the projections are that the per capita income for our area will go up by 15%. Imagine getting a 15% raise from this opportunity.
And talk to us a little bit about, you know, we've talked before specifics about this lawsuit, but just, again, people watching for the first time, timeline of this lawsuit, you know, why it's being filed and why it's so important for the Joint Landowners Coalition.
The state has been at this process for more than half a decade, and they're not getting it done. We've gone through two governors, and there is no end in sight, apparently. So we felt compelled to have to move the state along and get them to follow the law. And that's all we're really asking, is for the state to follow the State Environmental Quality Review Act.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just for people at home, you know, what part of the law, you know, do you guys want them to follow?
We want them to follow SEAKER, which requires that they move forward in an expeditious manner. They're not doing that now. Frankly, what's happening is that the governor is trying to delay this decision until after the next election.
You guys want him to make a decision?
I think that New Yorkers and the nation need to know where our governor stands on the issue of domestic energy. Is he in favor of this or not? Because the rest of the nation is moving forward in a way that is providing energy independence. Is New York a threat to that process?
Obviously, a lot of frustration on both sides of the fence about the you know, the health impact study not being released. Maybe talk about that a little bit.
It has now been about 15 months since Commissioner Shaw from the Health Department has been working on the health review. England's public health department, they did an entire health review and published it to the world in the same amount of time. So it's not credible to say that Commissioner Shaw is actually working diligently on a health review.
And I know you guys you had to raise money, you know, to get the lawsuit to move forward. 70,000 signatures on this petition, was it, that I saw? Was that, you know, did you get all of the landowners to kind of help donate money? You know, who was helping out?
This money has all come from landowners and from our members. And we've gotten some money, actually, that came in from out of state, from landowners out of state, that are helping us with this whole fight for our rights. And it's amazing. It's really been incredible. Been very excited about it. The money actually has continued to keep coming in.
So, so this is all completely landowners coming in to help you guys.
Yes.
How does that feel?
It's really exciting and it's incredible. I've been astounded by it. I've been very encouraged. I know we're doing the right thing. We're doing what we need to do.
70,000 signatures is quite a bit.
Yep.
But we have 70,000 landowners in the Joint Landowner Coalition. So that's when we talk about 70,000 landowners filing the lawsuit against
members.
The state. That's what we mean.
Okay.
These are the members.
Okay. Right. Anything else that you think people need to know about this lawsuit? I mean, do you have a time frame of when the state has to react to this? Or?
We have asked the court to schedule this motion for March 7th. So you're going to see this lawsuit move forward a lot faster than most other lawsuits because it's called an Article 78 proceeding.
Okay.
And what is that exactly?
an Article 78 proceeding asks the court to compel the state to move forward. And you bring in Article 78 when there's been an administrative failure. In this case, that's what's happened. The state has not followed the State Environmental Quality Review Act. And so there's an administrative failure. We asked them to follow it in our demand letter. They did not. And that's when you have an Article 78 to ask the court to compel the state to, frankly, follow the law and do their job.
Now, do they have to listen to that, or can they say, you know, once again, we're not going to listen to you guys? Or?
Well, that's the beauty of the legal system and our government is that we've got different branches of government. And here we now are going to have a court compel the state to do what they need to. Because, frankly, political strategizing, that does not come into play with respect to the interpretation of the law. So now we have to have a court compel the governor and the DEC to do what they're supposed to do.
How long did it take you guys to get the money raised for this? Because I feel like I wasn't here too long ago.
We've been working on this for a year now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm worried, is it the Mountain Land Legal Foundation?
Mountain States Legal Foundation?
Mountain States Legal Foundation. Like, what exactly is their role, and like, what are they doing to help you guys out?
The Mountain States Legal Foundation is established to do exactly what they're doing here. You know, help landowner rights throughout the nation. They've been involved in several cases. They've argued cases before the United States Supreme Court. They've argued against certain bans of oil and gas development in other states. But essentially, they're there to protect the rights of individual landowners.
And so, like, are they just kind of like giving legal assistance to the law to you guys in the lawsuit? Or, I guess, what is their role?
Are they heading it up?
The Mountain States Legal Foundation is co-counsel in this case with my firm, Levine, Golden & Thompson. So their assistance in this case has been tremendous, and we're really pleased to have them as a partner as we move forward in this litigation.
And, like, have you heard anything? I guess, well, you haven't filed yet. It's like later. Or you have filed.
We filed this morning.
Oh, you filed it. Have you heard anything back or anything?
Well, we have the process of filing, and now as we speak, the papers are being walked to serve the governor, the attorney general, DEC, and the Department of Health.
Okay. All right. I think that's all I got. Do we miss anything? If people want more information, anything?
Sure. Website?
Oh, yeah. You could go if you want to help and contribute with this. You can go to the Joint Landowners website, jlcny.org.
I know the other side, they always say they're afraid of contamination, it's not safe. Either one of you want to explain, you know, once again, why you feel it's safe?
Just as I said in the beginning, there's 30 other states that are going forward with this. If it was so dangerous, if it was polluting the public and going to pollute everybody's private water supplies, they wouldn't be doing it. They wouldn't be putting their populations in danger. This is being done safely. It has been done safely all across the country. Right across the border, we see it. It is a good thing to do. It's a great opportunity for our communities. It'll help build our communities back up. This is what the Southern Tier really needs right now. We have to have this.
I encourage people to look at our national leaders. Look at our president and how he's leading the way on an all-of-the-above energy strategy where natural gas is a crucial part of that. I assure you that the president of the United States would not be encouraging greater use of natural gas if he thought that this was not safe.